WCNO.
Experience Resurrection Life.
We walk by faith, not by sight.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is encouragement and life storms. When your days seem like nights. My scripture comes from Acts 27, 20 through 25, which states, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, and it shall be even as it was told me. My text is Acts 27:20, which states, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. There comes a time in the lives of most of us in which things do not go according to plan. It does not matter how hard we try. Sometimes things do not go right. That is probably how Paul's fellow passengers felt after 2 weeks of enduring the storm at sea. Not only were they sick after not being able to see the sun or stars for many days, they had lost all hope of being saved. In the same way, when people go through severe storms in life, often they lose all hope. Any man would rather make shipwreck of his goods than of his life. But many rather make shipwreck of faith and a good conscience than of their goods. The means the sailors use did not succeed. But when sinners give up all hope of saving themselves, they are prepared to understand God's word and to trust in his mercy through Jesus Christ. Many of us will have days of darkness in which things will not go according to plan. Bearing children do not always go according to plan. You try to follow the doctors and things still do not turn out right. You try to rear your children in a safe environment, and they leave home and act like they do not know God. We give them the best education, and they drop out of school. We send them to college only to find out they are not going to classes. We may discover our partners are not what we thought. These are dark days, and days that seem like nights. Today, man is competing with machines and losing. These are dark days. The media is trying to control our every thought. These are dark days. We live in a day when the truth sounds like a lie, and the lie sounds like the truth. These are dark days. In our text, Paul found himself in a jam. He was a prisoner for Christ. It was dark. The sun did not appear. Matter of fact, it started becoming hard to tell the night from day. Before the advent of the compass, sailors depended on their bearings on the sun and stars, which were not visible in the storm. "You should have listened to me" was probably not a haughty, critical statement, but rather was intended to establish Paul's credibility as he prepared to give the crew some divinely revealed instructions. They did not hearken to the apostle when he warned them of their danger. Yet, if they acknowledged their folly and repent of it, he will speak comfort and relief to them when in danger. Most people bring themselves into trouble because they do not know when they are well off. They come to harm and loss by aiming to mend their condition, often against advice. At Fair Havens, Paul had warned of the danger of loss of life. But that was simply his opinion as an experienced traveler who had already been shipwrecked 3 times. Excuse me. Reflecting the potential level of risk. And now, however, he says there will be no loss of life. The difference was a revelation from God through an angel into this bleak picture. The encouraging words of the Apostle Paul brought a ray of light. He urges everyone to keep up their courage, promising that there will be no loss of life among them. He urged them again. He said, "Keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told." Someone has said, "Be kind." Everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Those who do not know Christ need encouragement. Paul describes them as having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:12. They need the hope that only Christ can give. The Lord's people need encouragement. Discouragement is one of Satan's greatest tools, causing many in Christian service to give up and drop out of the ministry. Our families need encouragement. As parents, we need to set an atmosphere of encouragement in our homes. The Apostle Paul's experience here shows us first how to receive encouragement from the Lord in the storms of life, and then how to pass God's encouragement on to others who desperately need it. Observe the solemn profession Paul makes of relation to God. No storms or tempests can hinder God's favor to his people. For he is a help always at hand. It is a comfort to the faithful servants of God when in difficulties. They, as long as the Lord has any work for them to do, their lives shall be prolonged, must stand before Caesar. The ultimate reason for Paul's deliverance was his testimony in Rome. If Paul had thrust himself needlessly into bad company, he might justly have been cast away with them. But God calling him into it, they are preserved with him. They are given thee. There is no greater satisfaction to a good man than to know he is a public blessing. He comforts them with the same comforts wherewith he himself was comforted. God is ever faithful. Therefore, let all who have an interest in his promises be ever cheerful. Paul said, "Be of good cheer. Nobody is going to lose their life. The ship will be destroyed, but nobody will drown. Even the non-swimmers will make it safely to shore." Paul could speak from experience. God brought him out of many bad situations. He could bear witness. Sometimes your days will seem like nights. Do not worry about how dark it may look. Look to Jesus. Be of good cheer. You can get happy because God will bring you out. January 15, 2025 by Mary Kikatas. FDA proposes limiting nicotine in cigarettes, other tobacco products. The level of nicotine will be capped at 7 milligrams per gram, 0.7 milligrams per gram. The Food and Drug Administration proposed a new rule limiting nicotine levels in cigarettes and other traditional tobacco products. The FDA said the move could reduce the addictiveness of tobacco products and make it easier to quit, reducing millions of premature deaths. The Federal Health Agency also said it would help prevent people who experiment with cigarettes or cigars from developing addiction and using those products regularly. Tobacco products use among middle high school students hits 25-year low, report. If the rule is finalized, the United States will be the first country to impose such a limit, the FDA said. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Our theme for today is vision, in particular, having a clear vision for your life. Some people have sight, but they cannot see because they lack vision. Vision is a mental picture of the future you desire, or in the spiritual sense, the future God has for you to fulfill. Do you have a clear vision for your life? In 2018, I had a vision to create digital content for the radio and other media. To act by faith, I met with a radio executive and asked him if I could come by the station to learn more about the business. He said yes, so I did. When I arrived at the station, I was asked to fill in on a live radio show due to a guest no-show. This was divine providence, and on that show, we talked about community issues and the importance of voting. This experience increased my confidence and confirmed that I was on the right track. By God's grace, I now provide digital content for radio and other media outlets. Having a vision with a plan of execution is very important. In Habakkuk, the second chapter, verses 2-3, the Lord answered Habakkuk and said, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." In other words, write a clear vision and grow from a faith of perplexity and doubt to a height of absolute trust in God. Sometimes our vision is blurred and we don't see things clearly. Sometimes we are blindsided. And sometimes we see things based on fear that will never actually happen. However, we should strive to align our vision to God's purpose for our lives. Once your vision is aligned to God's purpose, you won't run away from challenges based on fear. You'll run to them knowing that you're well able. You won't run away from opportunities thinking that you're not qualified. You'll run to them knowing that you are well equipped. You won't worry when you face health, financial, and relationship problems. You'll trust the promises of God. Although we have all violated God's divine law, Be encouraged to know that God still loves you and desires your best. God loves you so